Greetings, friends of Luna Aroma. Luna Aroma, where aromatherapy meets the moon. Can't believe it took me quite a while to come up with that catchy little tagline, which just reminds me of, you know, to the moon, Alice, to the moon, if you're a Honeymooners fan. But here we are, the 11th episode of this lunar-based series that celebrates lunar rhythms marked by new moon to new moon through seasonal themes and an aromatic plant and its essential oil. This moon time has drawn me to Juniperus virginiana, known as Eastern Red Cedar, one of North America's many noble trees. Is it a true cedar, such as the much celebrated in aromatherapy Cedrus deodora or Cedrus atlantica? Nope. But that doesn't really matter, does it? In February, we turned to juniper berry from Juniperus communis. This 11th moon time is the time of the protective, also protective as Juniperus communis, but differently, the protective Juniperus virginiana, Eastern Red Cedar. If you live in the United States, especially east of the Mississippi, west too, but especially closer to the Atlantic seaboard, you likely know Juniperus virginiana really well. Is one by you, outside your yard, in the neighborhood, in an old abandoned field. If you have its essential oil distilled from its heartwood, please have it nearby. Go out, say hello to your local Eastern Red Cedar and ask it for a couple little branches or twigs to have with you. So let's get right to it. Seasonal theme. What's the seasonal theme for Luna Aroma, where aromatherapy meets the moon? When entering into something new or a different space from the one you were in, be that headspace or physical space, there are several approaches. One is to pause, notice, assess, and then venture into the new space, rather than, let's say, rushing in or not entering at all. New moons are definitely an auspicious time for this, and I found working with Eastern Red Cedar supports this intention. Pause, notice, assess. Dark moon and new moon times, as we say, it's redundant through Luna Aroma, isn't it? But offers time to stop, regardless of how briefly, to notice where we've been, where we are now, where we may be headed, with the latter, of course, being helped along with intention. What has been done sets the ground for what is to come, you know, your experience, your history, but what's to come may not, you know, be set in stone, which is pretty liberating, isn't it? True, the cyclical nature of life, such as the lunar cycle, the wheel of the year, the cyclicality of life, birth, death, shows how history repeats itself. You look at how families set patterns within families and cultures set patterns, etc. And to take, of course, a plant aromatherapy perspective, the seed falls to the ground with potential for future growth. Growth happens if we're lucky, if that plant's lucky. The roots may be harvested. We also may harvest the leaves, the fruits. Seeds are taken by us, by birds. The plant is harvested. And in Eastern Red Cedar's case, for the essential oil and many other things through the years, the tree is cut down for its heartwood. If we're lucky, if that tree is lucky, the tree produces its seed cones and the seeds, and they're fertilized and the seed sprouts, right? And the process may repeat and we can have many Eastern Red Cedars all around. And regardless of cyclicality, where the heck are we without reflection and planning, sprinkled with some thank you, I said thank yous, thankfulness, there goes humility. I always keep yourself in check with humility, right? And wonder. I think one of my favorite things as I've gotten older is to remind myself to continue to have a sense of wonder. And where are we without feeding our spirit? So pausing on that, because that's a key theme The moon cycle we are in has to do with preparation and dying back. And depending on where you live, especially in the northern hemisphere, because that's where I'm from, so that's my I'm relating to that. We're in the moon time of freezing moon, frost moon, snow moon, little spirit moon, beaver moon, and several others. Again, where do you live? What's going on? That's your moon time. And similar to the last moon time, the veil is still thin. And the stars are getting closer and brighter because of where we are in the cycle of the year, but also the atmosphere generally gets less hazy. There's less humidity, especially here in the New York City region. And with, the context of the wheel of the year, we approach the mature, elder part of the life cycle. We accept maturity and wear its beautiful mantle by acknowledging the cycle, including death. And the veil, the much talked about veil, is the illusion that life is separate from death. And the veil is indeed a myth of separation. Now, the days continue to be shorter, giving us ample time to slow down for introspection and rest while still preparing for the colder days ahead. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to light more candles, definitely this time of year. And we and other creatures like beavers, beaver moon, start to stay indoors. This is a time for sharing food and stories and keeping company, including your own company. Love yourself, right? Appreciate yourself. And, you know, Thanksgiving and year-end holidays are just around the corner. So definitely a time to keep company and share food. A time to learn traditions and ways of thinking, ways of life that sustain us. A time to listen to our elders' history and learn from their wisdom. Now, wisdom. This was also explored in the first Luna Aroma episode. Now we're in a slightly different type of wisdom. January was one was colder and harder. We're approaching that. We worked with juniper berry oil from Juniperus communis. This time we also turned to, right, Juniperus virginiana and its fragrant wood, not so its berries. This wood from a being that can live a very long time, and the wood is incredibly rot resistant. It's so fragrant. And I feel this tree is very noble. I'm not the only one that feels this way, but I feel it when I buy them and I spend time with them and really steadfast. And there's a lot of that to be said about like Baton Rouge. And if you look up your cedar history, you'll learn about it. Eastern red cedar is one of North America's many sacred trees, and they symbolize protective wisdom, strength. It is weatherproof, waterproof, and shield-like. Its fibrous roots prevent soil erosion. Its branches and leaves give wildlife refuge and create sturdy wind breaks. It has qualities of quiet wisdom of ancient beings. It's a very ancestral tree. I have walked by many mature eastern red cedars over the years, and not so mature, but the tall ones, the older ones always stay with me. And one thing I notice is how their presence is exceptionally still, and just the area around them feels still, and there's this sense of nobility and dignity and steadiness. And like I just said, the atmosphere around them always just seems quieter. It's like the feeling of air and stillness with the first snowfall, when everything is really quiet. And the trees, I feel they just stand so proud and solid, but are humble, gentle, and again, quiet. So eastern red cedars often grow alone, even on the edge of water, where many trees cannot grow because of the water. Again, the wood is incredibly rot resistant. I often see solitary eastern red cedars on my walks out on Long Island. And sometimes they grow in groups, but they are a pioneer species, like several aromatic plants are. Birds are the main vector for dispersal. Birds eat the berries and disperse those seeds all around. You'll see, always see the cedars growing along fences, because guess who sits there and disperses those seeds? Excuse me. I feel that if something sacred or special needs to be done, including being alone to think, that it could be done under the protection of an older, mature Eastern red cedar. You'll often see these trees planted in graveyards. I just think there's a lot to be said to that, but again, that's something to think about and ponder during the in the article that I've been slowly writing. Excuse me. So that has lost my place. This could be done under, yes. To me, there is an elder quality about these trees with quiet dignity. Again, there's that word quiet. It is the older trees and their heartwood that have the essential oil, not the sapwood or the young trees. An overall theme of freezing moon time in Eastern red cedar is spiritual growth. Over the year, we went from, of course, spring youth to summer. We started in the winter just because that's where I chose to start. And now, you know, we matured over the summer, and here we are. And once we have what we need to sustain us, the harvest, Thanksgiving time, we can focus on more in our spiritual health, on understanding the myth of separation. Little spirit moon, our little spirits, each one like a star, is part of the great spirit. What tools and states of being can assist us with this spiritual maturing? How do we prepare? With the help of someone like red cedar, with patience, thankfulness, gratitude, sharing, giving, receiving, all things we do or try to do this time of year, even if we do it quietly. We can work with Eastern red cedar's qualities to help us. And some of the qualities I've found, and maybe you feel this way too, I said quiet, protection, alignment, stability, that taking time to pause and settle so we can notice what needs to be done or not done. Now, I mentioned how cedars often grow alone. They stand tall. I feel they could see in 360 degrees, especially when they're alone in a field, or let's say you do see one in a graveyard by you that somebody planted or didn't plant, that a bird might have planted, not a human. There's a 360 stillness and nobility about them. And when I was writing this piece and reflecting upon this time, the Roman god Janus came to mind, and one of my favorites, you've heard me discuss the archetype of Hecate, they come to mind. And Juniperus virginiana, when you work with the plant, the whole tree, and maybe specifically the oil, may provide us clarity in the heart to see. I just have some notes to share. They're kind of not scattered, but I'm just going to read these. Commands a presence as sturdy and steadfast balance with knowledge that it, life, ego, concepts are not real. They are all a veil. There is the little spirit, manifestations of individual animals, insects, plants, ourselves, the human. Individual soul energy ignited by big spirit, our little spirits are. And of course, different beliefs have different names and concepts for big spirit. Regardless, big spirit is a part of us, I feel, many of us feel that. It's a part of us when we go back to it. Or do we? When we die, who knows? And cedar accepts this not knowing. It has its lived wisdom, and I feel that it just is. So our friend, the elder Eastern red cedar who can produce essential oil, took its time to grow. It understands it is here, that it takes up space, and it commands presence. It knows it belongs, it can be alone and among others, but it doesn't let others' opinions weigh it down. It takes up space. In my observations, cedar seems eternal. It resists rot. It is an old soul. All tree time is longer and slower than human time. Cedar time, like Juniperus communis time, is old time, wisdom time, ancestry time. And again, this is important. Its wood resists decay. And this, in a sense, symbolizes immortality, going back to the trees being in graveyards. So as we get closer to the guided aromatic encounter, this is a long time of year we're in. The yoga pose that really comes to mind that just is, that is easeful and strong and it doesn't try hard at all, is easy pose. So maybe you want to settle into easy pose. Maybe you'd like to sit on the floor on a cushion or a pillow. Get cozy, get your bottle of essential oil. Maybe you do have some cedar berries, you know, or twigs, branches with you. And please have your bottle of essential oil with you. You might want to put a drop on your palm for direct palm inhalation. I have cedar all over here. I have some in a roller ball I applied, and I have two different types on scent strips here. So please get yourself ready and settle in. And ask yourself quietly, where have you been? Where are you now? Where are you going? And you, like cedar, accept not knowing. You are outside, nearing the end of a walk in a local park. The air is cold and still, sharp. Snow might be coming. The sun lowers nearer and nearer to the horizon. You feel you should rush home before the sun sets, but the first glimmering of stars makes you slow down and pause. Looking up and around, the atmosphere seems clearer than a few months back. The stars are closer. The earth turns towards the winter solstice. In this clearing, you have no thoughts. It is you and the stars. Oh, it's so clear, especially while the moon is new, with no other celestial light to impede the glimmering of the stars. Along your path home, you see an eastern red cedar. Off the path, a little bit in a clearing, and are drawn to it. There's something about it. You are compelled to visit and say, spend time with this cedar, because something has been weighing on you and you seek some guidance. And breathe in the aromas of cedar. You walk up to this old, tall cedar and almost touch its trunk. But you pause. You have questions for this cedar, but must first ask permission. Breathing in and centering yourself, close your eyes, and you ask cedar, will you listen and help me? And just breathe in the oil. Breathe in and out. And you gather your thoughts. And cupping your palms, you whisper your questions into your hands. What are they? Just whisper into your palms. Say your questions to your palms, cupping your hands over your mouth. And then close your palms against each other and hold the energy of your words. It is time to surrender, and cedar helps you do this. Now open your palms and release your words to cedar as you touch its trunk. And continue to breathe in the oil, and you hold your hands against cedar's trunk. And you put your head against cedar, and you're just still. And under cedar's protection, you slowly turn around and sink down to the ground and lean your back against the trunk, looking up at its branches. There's a bird's nest up there. And under the protective arms of red cedar, you sit and feel its support as it supports that nest, and you feel its acceptance. and against the strength of cedar's trunk, you understand you are held and you are welcomed, and you settle in. And just remember to breathe in the oil, the aromas of cedar wood. And cedar gives you these messages. Cedar medicine purifies air, space, thoughts. Breathe in, allowing cedar's oil to cleanse your mind and open your heart, and release. Cedar medicine withstands harsh winds, sun, water, snow, insects, its wood seemingly immortal. Breathe in, allowing cedar's oil to stabilize your breath as you sit tall with your back against the tree, and release. Cedar medicine is old, protective, full of wisdom and spirit, a quiet keeper of time. Breathe in, allowing cedar's oil to fortify your spirit, and release. And continue to take a pause and a cleansing breath in, and then settle into an exhale. And pause, take in a steady, stabilizing breath, and pause, hold, and exhale right into your heart, feeling the heartwood of cedar fortifying your spirit. And continue to settle in under cedar. Listen to your soul, and your spirit will guide you. Little spirit, big spirit, you, like cedar, command a presence. Your essence, your spirit, you belong. We are here, you, me, cedar. We take up space. We are part of the whole. Continue to smell your oil and enjoy the space. I have two poems for you. The Orchid Flower by Sam Hamill, 2018. Just as I wonder whether it's going to die, the orchid blossoms, and I can't explain why it moves my heart. Why such pleasure comes from one small bud on a long, spindly stem, one blood-red gold flower opening at midsummer, tiny perfect in its hour. Even to a white-haired, craggy poet, it's purely erotic. Pistil and stamen, pollen, dew of the world, a spoonful of earth and water. Erotic because there's death at the heart of birth. Drama in those old sunrise prisms and wet cedar boughs. Deepest mystery in washing evening dishes or teasing my wife, who grows, yes, more beautiful because one of us will die. This poem is a little more lengthy than those, and I was looking for poems that mention specifically thinking about cedar and Eastern red cedar. And we need more poems out there. And this is Autumn, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, year of 1839. So settle in with cedar. Autumn. With what a glory comes and goes the year. The buds of spring, those beautiful harbingers of sunny skies and cloudless times, enjoy life's newness and earth's garniture spread out. And when the silver habit of the clouds comes down upon the autumn sun and with a sober gladness the old year takes up his bright inheritance of golden fruits. A pomp and pageant fill the splendid scene. There is a beautiful spirit breathing now, its mellow richness on the clustered trees, and from a beaker full of richest dyes, pouring new glory on the autumn woods, and dipping in warm light the pilloried clouds, mourn on the mountain like a summered bird, lifts her purple wing, and in the vales this gentle wind, a sweet and passionate wooer, kisses the blushing leaf and stirs up life within the solemn woods of ash, deep crimsoned, and silver beech and maple yellow-leaved, where autumn, like a faint old man, sits down by the wayside aweary. Through the trees the golden robin moves, the purple finch that on wild cherry and red cedar feeds. A winter bird comes with its plaintive whistle and pecks by the witch hazel, whilst aloud from cottage roofs the warbling blue bird sings, and merrily with oft-repeated stroke sounds from the threshing floor the busy flail. Oh, what a glory doth this world put on for him who, with a fervent heart, goes forth under the bright and glorious sky and looks on duties well performed and a days well spent. For him, the wind, and the yellow leaves shall have a voice and give him eloquent teachings. He shall so hear the solemn hymn that death has lifted up for all, and that he shall go to his long resting place without a tear. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to Luna Aroma with me. See the episode notes for a link to my article on juniper berry, and look forward to an upcoming article on Eastern Red Cedar that I have slowly been working on. Quiet cedar, there is no rush with cedar. That is a lesson for me. Don't rush. Sign up for my newsletter to receive updates about new offerings, such as articles, news about offerings, like classes and all sorts of stuff, by going to nycaromatica.com and scroll down on the homepage or any page and just sign up at the bottom. I reach out only a few times a year, respecting we all receive, I think, way too many emails. So I want to have a lot of intention about when and how often I send, reach out to you. So as always, new moon, new intentions. Wishing you the strength and benevolence of cedar during this new moon time, little spirit time. May cedar support your spirit. You are you. Maybe you see cedar waxwing birds by you. I don't really see them around here. Of course, named for their love of cedar berries. So wishing you a wonderful Thanksgiving for those in the United States, especially, because I know there's a Canadian Thanksgiving too. So also happy Thanksgiving to everyone that celebrates a Thanksgiving. How's that? So until the next and final Luna Aroma episode of the calendar year, ciao for now.